The following is for information purposes only and does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of News Radio 680 WPTF and the Curtis Media Group.
Did that guy just say it was just for entertainment or information? I think it's for entertainment and information. We are at the home show. This is Dave Alexander. We've got my wife, Melissa Alexander, a special guest on the show. I'm a little hot on the mic. Brock Emmons of Triangle Radiant Barrier, and of course, Rhonda Benvie Plummer of Help Me, Rhonda Interiors. Rhonda, you got a neat story about something that happened. Somebody connected you to the show.
Yeah, it was kind of funny. We had a boat trailer that we had for sale, and my husband, you know, sold the trailer, and him and the guy who bought it got to talking, and, you know, the guy asked, you know, well, what does your wife do? And my husband said, well, she's an interior designer. He goes, oh, what's the name of her business? And he said, Help Me, Rhonda Interiors. And he was like, oh, my gosh, she's on the radio. I hear her on the radio. So I thought that was kind of funny.
Brock, this has happened to you also.
It happens quite a bit now. I mean, now the show's been on for several years now. I think it's gained a lot of popularity.
Yep.
The feedback that I get from a lot of the listeners that, you know, I have the pleasure to get to meet in person.
Yes.
You know, I always ask these guys, what do you like about the show? You know, they always say they've listened for several years, and I always try to figure out what we're doing right and maybe what we can change and do a little better. And
that's smart.
The feedback I get from most is our honesty. We're none of us are on the show trying to really sell anything. We're just trying to educate people and help guide people to make good decisions. And I think that's helped the growth of the show. And it's kind of made us all a little bit more popular than we used to be. So I'm not complaining.
That's good. It's good. And as I've said several times, I'll just say it briefly now. The thing about the show is you get to be on the air for an extended period of time. And because of that, you're open to criticism because the line's always open.
Mm-hmm.
Telephone line's always open. But we also learn quite a bit about the character of the people, the folks who are on. I don't think people could misunderstand Craig the Floor Guy.
No, it's pretty hard to misunderstand Craig.
I mean, when he comes into a customer's house, it is the guy on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
I know it is.
What's exciting is how many of our listeners are tradesmen. Believe it or not, a lot of the customers I've been running out to, they say, oh, well, we heard you on the radio, and what do you do? Oh, we do commercial and residential fencing, or we do exterior drainage or roofing company. So it's exciting to hear that we have other contractors that are fans of the show. That's normally an indication that we're doing the right thing.
Exactly. Or that we know what we're talking about, I guess.
Well, I'll take it.
Yeah. I started the show the wrong way. I should explain why it is. We sound like we're on the road. We're on the road.
Yeah.
We're at the Southern Ideal Home Show. And I guess you could say the Jim Graham Building and the Ag Building next door.
But both.
A lot of people just assume it's one building. The two buildings on the State Fairgrounds with the walkway between them, the Jim Graham Building and the Ag Building, is full. It's full of great people. Rhonda's been here because you have a booth, right?
No, I don't have a booth.
Oh, you don't?
I do speaking on the design on the stage here. So I was here yesterday and did the presentation, and then I'll do it again today at 2.
Very cool.
Yes,
Rhonda's popular.
She's popular, and she knows her stuff.
Yeah, she does.
Well, all right, Help Me, Rhonda Interiors. We brought my wife here because she wants some interior design advice.
Actually, are you sure you want me to give it to her, Dad?
Actually, she doesn't want advice.
This is going to be expensive.
She would like some support. You know what she said to me today on the way in? She says, all right, so what else should we sell? Because we sold 2 chairs yesterday.
Okay.
Very successfully. Love that Facebook marketplace.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And what else should we sell? And my response was,
just go to the garage. Start emptying out.
If you can't get out to the door, right? If you can't get out the door into the garage, grab things and just take them.
Just start loading them.
It is something freeing about getting rid of things you don't need. And I do a lot of work with clients that are downsizing, you know, so they're ready to go into that retirement mode and not have such a big house and stuff. And, you know, I do help them, you know, figure out what they have that can go to the new house and then what they have to get rid of. And it's difficult, you know, especially if somebody's been in their house for 40, 50 years or whatever. And
they are
used to things a certain way and used to having all of that stuff that they probably hadn't even looked at in 10 years, right? You know, just it's overwhelming to have to get rid of it. So what I usually tell people is start now. You know, every year, go through your things.
Oh, yeah.
If you haven't used it, chances are you probably won't. Get rid of it. And,
right.
And don't wait 40 years from now to have to do it. Then you're going to really be overwhelmed. Like with my mom, we had to hire, you know, like an auctioneer to come auction off her stuff because she has so much stuff, right?
Right.
But they had lived there 47 years.
And it's money in your pocket. I mean, if you could just get out there and get it up. People are very interested in. I'm really surprised at the amount of stuff people want.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, if you think about where everybody stores their belongings, right? The majority of them are putting them up in the attic, or they're, you know, putting them down underneath the house, or loading them in the garage. So.
Are one of the most. If you look at like, you know, the magazines and stuff, or hear about the most successful businesses, guess what they are? Storage places.
Storage.
They make a killing.
They really do.
Right? And, you know, it's a very popular business.
And as many attics as we insulate, I mean, we find just ridiculous amounts of storage. And you kind of feel for the homeowners because they want to insulate their home.
Yeah.
They bring us out and we say, hey, no problem. Just as a heads up, you got to have the attic clear. And it's you can just see all of the color drain out of their face. And, you know, the most common thing I hear is, well, I guess it gives us a good opportunity to do some spring cleaning.
To clear out.
Having to insulate the house.
Wow.
It's a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm. The thing that I love that I hear from clients sometimes is like, you know, we've got great-grandma's sofa. My kids might want it one day.
No, they're not.
They don't.
No.
They don't want it.
I've talked to your kids and they...
They do not want it.
Zero interest.
I can promise you that 60-year-old sofa full of dust mites, they do not want it.
With the floral pattern?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, I'm sure they want that.
Yeah.
In their dorm.
My grandmother had a sofa and a house dress and draperies, essentially the same color scheme. Mm-hmm. And you know, it was just like, no, the kids don't want it. Yes. They want something else. All right, so... We're going through, and we're looking at the things in the house and in the garage. Rhonda, how do you decide what goes? Is it just stuff you haven't, boxes you haven't opened since the last move?
Right. Obviously, there's going to be sentimental things. You know, like I can promise you, like in my attic, for instance, I probably have, you know, a box or two, you know, for each girl that, you know, has some of their childhood stuff. Want to keep that.
Right.
They're going to want that. You know, little dresses in it that hopefully I'll have a granddaughter one day and, you know, might wear that little dress. I mean, how cute will that be?
Yeah.
But, you know, things that you've got boxed up and you don't even know you have them.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I mean, you know, and let's organize things. You know, if you really want to get serious about it, you know, invest in some really nice plastic tub boxes.
Yes.
Right? That stack neatly on each other and keep those things and label those boxes so you know you have it. That's the problem with a lot of people is that they don't have any organization and, you know, they need some bulbs. You know, a bulb went out. They don't even know where the bulbs are, so they go buy more bulbs. And before you know it, you got 25 bulbs, right?
That's me. I have 25 bulbs
right
now.
Because you don't know where they are, you know.
You're reading my mind.
Invest in some nice containers that are stackable. You can take a Sharpie and write on them, or you can label them. But know where things are. You know, that's the problem with a lot of people. That's why they get so much stuff, is because they don't know they have it, because it's not organized.
We did a home about 10 years ago, and this homeowner had a very beautiful 200-year-old colonial home, three stories tall.
Wow.
Now, this homeowner was confined to a wheelchair, and he rented out the top two floors of his home to college students. He was a professor at the local college, very, very nice guy. But he had a wraparound attic, one that you'd enter in one door and you'd have to walk around the entire house to get to the back corner.
Oh, wow.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, when we were up there insulating the house, in that back corner, we found an old desk with a dollhouse that was standing on top of it. And my guys came downstairs and said, hey, we found a big dollhouse upstairs. Do you want to go ahead and have us bring that down? He said, I had no idea that's up there. It's not mine. I don't know how long that's been there. But, you know, we pulled it down and brought it downstairs, and the thing, I don't know, it was probably 3.5 to 4 feet tall, maybe 3 feet long. It was one of the most elaborate dollhouses I had ever seen.
Wow.
And last I heard, they dated it in the early 1900s is how old this thing was.
Wow.
So talk about not knowing what's in your attic.
Yeah.
Pay attention. Make sure you're not leaving valuables up there.
That's crazy.
That makes sense. Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to talk to Rhonda Benvey Plummer of Help Me Rhonda Interiors, thanks to the Beach Boys, Interiors. and we're also going to talk with Brock Emmons of Triangle Radiant Barrier and my wife, Melissa. We'll get you involved more the next segment on FM 98.5 AM 680 WPTF. FM 98.5 AM 680 WPTF. This is Making Your Home Great from the Southern Ideal Home Show. If you want to come out, it would be great. We're at the fairgrounds. We're in the Jim Graham building. We're actually in the lobby this time, which is kind of neat because nobody else has a booth here. Rhonda Benvey Plummer is here, along with Brock Emmons of Triangle Radiant Barrier, and my wife, Melissa. What do you want to get rid of, honey? No. She would say me. Rhonda, tell me the range of things that you'll do for customers.
Oh, my goodness. Anything that has to do with the home, quite honestly. You know, I do full remodels.
Yeah.
If you want paint colors, I'll come do that.
Yeah.
Inside or out. Window treatments. Full house design. I can take an empty house and completely outfit it for you from everything to that last lamp. So I do whatever the client needs me to do. I am not one of the designers that if I don't get to do your whole house, I'm not going to give you the time of day. I will do as little or as much as you want me to do.
That's
you know, good. The client's the boss, not me.
Wow.
All right. So that is, I think some people deter from calling a designer because they think, I've heard all kinds of things. They're ashamed of the way the house looks, which is kind of funny to me. That's why you're calling me, right?
Yeah, that's fine.
Or they think that a designer is going to be too expensive.
Right.
I have all price ranges.
Good
so
for you.
If you know, can't spend $5,000 on a sofa, that's okay. I've got one that's, you know, a lot cheaper than that, right? So I try to work with all budgets that are reasonable.
Right.
Right. And they think that, you know, a designer has to come in there and do their whole house. And that's not the case either. So, like I said, I'll come just for paint colors if that's what you want. But sometimes during that consult, you might bring up other things where it's not time for paint colors yet if you're going to do other things. So that's where my knowledge is going to help somebody not to make a mistake. To put the, cart before the horse.
I think our house came all agreeable gray.
Probably
when I asked my Melissa, asked my wife, is it?
It's kind of like a beige gray. I don't know. It goes with everything.
Right. Is it accessible? Is it accessible beige, agreeable gray? It's probably agreeable gray.
I got a question for you, Rhonda. When you look at a room, do you like that? Is it called shiplap that you put like halfway up the wall?
Wainscoting.
Wainscoting.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Do you find that makes a room look smaller because you've cut
the room in half? Mm-hmm. I think the lower the ceilings are, yes. Mm-hmm. The higher the ceilings are, no.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It can help. You know, like I've gone, a lot of these new houses have 10, 12 foot ceilings. It really can help that, but not to make it feel so cold, for lack of words, just because so big and not not warm and cozy, so that it can help that. But if you have 8-foot ceilings, I wouldn't do it.
Do you find that you're doing that more in bedrooms or like dining room areas?
I'm not doing it a whole lot anywhere.
Right.
Yeah,
okay.
To be honest with you, a lot of people are not wanting it as much. They're wanting more of like the accent walls. And putting a little bit more into higher baseboards, thicker crayons, you know, coffered ceilings or designed ceilings of some sort. They tend to do that a little bit more than the wood features on the wall, on the, you know, half of the wall.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Explain to me about these accent walls, these individual walls that are painted differently from the other three.
Yeah, or wallpaper.
It could be wallpaper. Yeah. It could be paint. It could be, you know, trim work made into a design. There's just so many different things that you can do. But I'm here to tell you, not every wall is meant to be an accent wall. It has to be a certain way in the room where it makes sense for the balance of the room. You know, if you walked into, you know, a perfectly square room,
yeah,
then most of those would probably be fine. You know, most of those walls, you'd probably want to pick a wall that doesn't have a lot of windows on it, you know.
Yeah.
But if you walk into a rectangle room, you got short, you know,
yes,
short length walls and long length walls, you definitely don't want to put it on the long length walls, because that's going to make it feel more narrow. You're going to want to put it on the walls that are the least length, so that it makes the room visually feel a little bit more going toward square. Does that, that's hard
yeah
to explain on the radio. But, you know, not every wall is meant to be an accent wall.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
See, I'm glad she said that. I would have done the long wall and be like, why does this look funny?
It closes it in. It would make
it
feel more
now
narrow.
Mm-hmm.
There are design concepts that I have to remember when Rhonda brings them up, and I say, that can't be right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so she paints one wall, doesn't matter, Brock, any wall at all, and it makes the room feel more narrow? How could you do that? Paint is only, I don't know, 16ths of an inch.
It's a visual feel.
It's the visual feel.
Mm-hmm. It's the visual feel of it, especially if it's dark, you know, a darker color.
Sure.
You know, you just got to be, you know, careful as to which wall it is. And that's where hiring a professional can yeah really be helpful. You know, if you prepare, like, you know, to say you want to hire a professional, whether it's me or somebody else, for 1 hour to come in, and you have your little list ready of the questions
yeah
you want to ask, even if you want to do it yourself.
Sure.
Right? The knowledge that you could get from, you know, a professional for an hour
sure
is worth every penny.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
really,
I tell you what, the accent walls, they've been going around for a long time. But mm-hmm you know, to Rhonda's point, I'm a big fan of the accent walls that are the, you know, the wallpaper.
Uh-huh.
And you know, we're not talking about wallpaper from 1970
mm-hmm
with the fruit and the, you know,
flowers
and all the little doilies. No. We're talking about like a, I've seen wallpaper that's just solid navy blue.
Yeah,
it looks like paint. You don't even know it's wallpaper till you walk up there and kind of put your hand on it.
It has a good texture.
Yeah, it has a beautiful texture. I mean, there's mm-hmm so many different types of wallpaper out there now. I mean, it can change the entire look of a room. I've had a few homeowners that had done their master bedroom, and their accent wall was the wall behind their bed frame.
Uh-huh.
And you know, you walk in, and as soon as you see it, you're like, whoa, what kind of painter did you bring in? Oh, no, this is wallpaper.
Mm-hmm.
It just, it changes everything. It
changes the room. It adds a little warmth to the room.
And it's not expensive. We're not talking about a lot of money here, mm-hmm, but it completely mm-hmm changes the look of a room.
That's good, because my wife just said,
Yeah.
The printing processes for paper these days
yeah
is just incredible. Like, I did like a shiplap paper for one client. They had like a modern farmhouse type, you know, a feel. And literally, you thought it was wood. Like, you would go up and, like, touch it, because it was so real. It had such the shadowing on it that it made it look like it was really wood.
Mm-hmm.
It was crazy.
Uh-oh.
And so there is a lot of papers out there that just the printing process alone has made the papers a whole lot more popular.
For a while, paper was, it was a negative thing.
It's a taboo.
And
mm-hmm.
it was in part because all those installers in the 1960s, they didn't face the wall.
Right.
They didn't properly treat the wall.
Or it was plaster walls. That was a whole different ball game. You know,
really?
When a lot of the older homes, like the house I grew up in, had plaster walls.
And to take it off.
Oh, well, yeah.
You had to put paper back. Mm-hmm. There was no fixing the plaster walls.
So
for
is
sure.
it different now?
It's so different. The technology and the glues that are used is just so much better. And and the installer does matter. You know, the mm-hmm. installer that I use for my jobs, he knows how to put paper up properly. He sizes the walls.
Yeah.
He makes sure that it's done correctly. So when it does come time to take it down, it's not dripping, stripping your drywall off.
Gotcha. Right. Hey, Brock, I have a question for you.
Yes.
If you take a house or a neighborhood that's only like 3 years old, would you say you could be beneficial in a situation like that, or is it so new that,
you're talking about in reference to insulation, or?
Yep, under the crawl, in the crawl space.
All right, so that can of worms is going to wait until after the news.
Oh, that we're getting interrupted by the news, huh?
The news.
So
the
you
news.
Can think about that for a
I'll
second.
Think about it.
All right, Rhonda Venby, plumber of Help Me Rhonda Interiors, Brock Emmons of Triangle Radiant Barrier. We are at the Southern Ideal Home Show. Come on out and see us. Well, you can't miss us. We're right at the door. FM 98.5, AM 680, WPTF at the Southern Ideal Home Show. Stop on out. We're at the Jim Graham Building. We're in the lobby, right at the door of where you need to come in, which is a great thing. There's a ticket booth here. None of the other booths are here. They're right beyond the door. So you're going to walk right by us, and if you don't shake our hands, that would be a lost opportunity. We have Rhonda Benby Plummer, who I can generally rely on for a giggle.
There you go.
Rhonda Benby Plummer of Help Me Rhonda Interiors, Brock Emmons of Triangle Radiant Barrier, and my wife, Melissa. And we've got John Ramirez of ExpressSunrooms.com, or Express Sunrooms.
Express sure Sunrooms, yep, that's correct. Yeah. Express Sunrooms Raleigh. Yeah, we have 16 franchises around the country, so but we're representing Raleigh and all of Wake County.
Yeah. Tell me about sunrooms.
Sunrooms, what do you want to know?
I want to know, will they withstand a hurricane?
Hurricane 3.
Really?
Category 3, yeah. All of our sunrooms are built. The owner of the company that we use to build our sunrooms, it's a Timo Inc. product.
Okay.
It's Nino Vitale. He lives in Fort Myers, Florida. Rules in the country, regulations in the country for sunrooms. Yeah, they had that big hurricane down in Fort Myers two years ago, and all of his neighbors used Nino because they knew him to build their sunrooms. And after the storm blew past, it sat on top of them for over a day, and they were standing just the way they looked just before it.
Wow.
Yeah, they did a news article on his sunroom specifically for it, and they've recently been voted the number 3 sunroom company in the world. I couldn't tell you the other two that are above him, and I don't know why they would be, but he uses the highest quality components to put his sunrooms together. Glass that we use for our sunrooms, you're going to find we're a little bit different than everybody else who's in here. Everybody in this pavilion here, I won't say our competitors, and that they're using a low-E glass to use for their sunrooms, and it's been the top-of-the-line glass that's been used for a couple of years now.
Yeah.
We go above and beyond. It's a Cardinal 366 glass.
Mm.
Our single-pane glass, and the gentleman here is nodding, yeah, he knows all about it. It's our single-pane glass is going to be a lot times better than our competitor's double-pane glass. It's going to cut out 87% of the BTUs that want to come into your sunroom.
Right.
That's our single-pane. When you get up to our double-pane glass, it's going to cut out 98% of the BTUs that want to come into your sunroom.
And without that, you wouldn't be enjoying your sunroom.
You'd have a sauna, not a sunroom.
You'd have a sauna.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. Yeah, North Carolina. Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, it's a little bit, we have a display at our booth. We were voted the Above and Beyond booth at the show here, voted the best booth at the show. We did put a lot of work into it. My guys were here very late with me several evenings this week, And they did a fantastic job. You guys listening out there, shout out, and you did amazing. So they voted us the Above and Beyond Award. And if you're in the area, please come by and see us, especially if you're shopping for a sunroom.
I assume you've got a sunroom built.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We have several displays up to show you the difference between all our glass and our competitors' glass. We do, besides sunrooms, we build complete backyard living. We do pergolas, patio covers, outdoor kitchens. We have them all on display here. Paving stones, hardscapes, decks, Trex, composite materials. Above and beyond, like I said, that's why they gave us the award. Yeah, lots of good stuff. I'm happy to do it.
Now, what about pools?
We do pool enclosures. We do not do pools.
Pool enclosures.
Yes.
Yeah,
so,
okay.
So we put up, like we were talking about in the past, you have, they've called in the South, a lot of times they'll call them a bird cage. You know, it's that screen enclosure that goes over your pool, I'm sorry, to keep out the bugs and the
alligators. Yeah,
alligators. Yes, absolutely. And it makes your space a lot more comfortable. Yeah, in the summertime when you're looking to enclose the pool and keeps the leaves out of the pool and that as well.
Okay, so three seasons rooms, four seasons rooms, pergolas, and even pool enclosures.
Yes.
If it's something that can keep the sun off our heads outdoors, you guys specialize in it.
Yeah, awnings are a very inexpensive way.
Yes, they can be.
These are not your grandparents' awnings anymore. They're all coming with LED lights on them and wind sensors, so when it kicks up to over 20 miles an hour, it's going to retract automatically for you.
Nice.
Yeah, it's nice products, really nice products.
Okay, so you got a little bit of everything, depending on somebody's budget. They can come out and you give them a lot of different options.
We got something for everybody. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. People are passing by, and I didn't know I needed that until they passed our booth, and then all of a sudden they realized they needed it.
So if you're going to build a sunroom for somebody, do you handle all the permitting and all of that for the client?
Yes, we do. Great question. We handle your HOA. We'll take care of your permit for you. We get everything in line. Usually our sunrooms will take about 10 to 13 weeks to build from start to completion.
Nice.
And during that time period, while we're waiting for our glass to come in, everything's custom ordered and custom fit for your room. Yeah. While we're waiting for that to come in, we take care of all that administrative stuff and get that all online ready, so when that glass comes in, we're ready to roll. We'll have your sunrooms done usually in about a week to 10 days.
Okay.
Yeah, that's where the name Express Sunrooms is coming from.
Nice.
Very nice.
That's John Ramirez of Express Sunrooms, and if you want to see him on the web and see the variety of things, ExpressSunroom.com.
That's correct, yep. And we're in booth 822 here at the show.
822. All right, John, thank you.
Hey, thank you.
Appreciate
pleasure, John.
By.
Thank you very
thank
much,
you.
Guys.
Thank
I have,
you for coming
enjoy
by.
The show and have a great day.
Hey, you
all
as well.
All right, so we've got in, not in studio, but here, here at the booth, we've got Rhonda Benby Plummer of Help Me Rhonda Interiors, and Brock Emmons of Triangle Radiant Barrier, yeah.
Well, and I'll get back to your wife's question before we went to the break. Please, she asked if a homeowner has a new home within 2, 3, 4 years old, should they need to be worried or concerned about what the crawl space looks like or potentially the attic insulation. Attic insulation is less of a concern. Typically, when attic insulation is put in, it stays in pretty good shape for several years before it starts really deteriorating and breaking down. So most of the time, you're not going to need to re-insulate an attic until about 8 to 15 years after the house was built. Now, unfortunately, the crawl space is a different animal because we're dealing with moisture issues under the home. I work with several custom home builders that actually bring us out to do mold remediation and crawl spaces during construction. So the house is not even done being built yet, and it already has mold growth in the crawl space. They bring us out to remediate everything and get it corrected before they sell the property.
Right.
So crawl space issues can happen very quickly. And it does not take very much time. So whether your house is a few years old or 15 years old, you want to make sure you have somebody go down there and check it out to ensure that it's not getting out of hand.
And just to make a point, correct me if I'm wrong, Mr. Brock, but, you know, there's codes about attic. You know, they've got to go to a certain code. And just a little bit of code about that crawl space.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're not required to do but just the minimal amount in a crawl space that they don't even have to take into consideration, the moisture and all that.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. Minimum code requirement in North Carolina is a 6 mil plastic, and unfortunately they don't do a good job in the explanation of code on how to properly install
it. Exactly.
So what you end up getting are you know, guys that will go down there and cut up a few pieces of 6 mil and sporadically throw it around the crawl space. And you got big sections of dirt that are exposed between sections of plastic, and it's just not doing anything. It'd be nice if they would just tweak the code a little bit. Mm-hmm. That says we're okay doing just a 6 mil, but
sure,
it needs 100% coverage. You know, if they would just add that in there.
Sure.
The homeowner would be better off.
They would be much better off.
And especially in this area, I feel like, since it's mostly red clay, it holds on to moisture.
A lot of moisture.
A whole lot more, which is just conducive to that mold and mildew problems under the house, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Do your guys go as far as, say, Johnston County and Middlesex?
Yes. Our coverage area, we get asked that a lot. Our coverage area is 1 hour from downtown Raleigh in a circle.
Yeah.
Okay.
We don't really go down to the beach. We don't go up to the mountains. It's not that we don't want to assist those people, but we have enough business here in the Triangle. We don't really need to venture outside of that. So that's really our coverage area. But, yeah, Middlesex is right in our realm.
Good. You're going to get a call this week, I think. Yeah, actually, you know what we're going to do? We're going to open that door. We're going to open that wooden door that they put on it and look inside.
Which one of you guys are going to crawl down and get me photos?
Neither one of us.
Come on, Dave.
Neither
it's so nice and pleasant under the house.
We would have to get the fire department to get me out.
This is true.
Jaws of life and a winch. There's another question I have, and this one's for Brock. We're going to get back to Rhonda in just a bit. Brock, I have a hobby. The hobby has been kicked out to our shed, which is on the other end of the property. It's uninsulated.
Mm-hmm.
Probably put in a window insulation unit or a window fan just to, cut it down a little bit. But it's hot in there.
Yes, it is.
On a sunny day, it is hot in there. Is it necessary to put rolled insulation all through?
It'll definitely help.
Yeah.
You know, the insulation, and we've talked about this on the show several times, but insulation and HVAC go hand in hand.
Yeah.
You can insulate a building, but if it doesn't have HVAC, it's never going to be cooler in that building than it is outside. There has to be a source making it colder. Insulation does not do that. It just prevents heat transfer or slows down heat transfer.
Sure.
So you could insulate your shed, and it might no longer be 120 in that shed. It might be 95 because it's 95 degrees outside.
Yeah, it's not good enough.
But you hook up an air conditioner with insulation, you can get it down into the 60s. I mean, you can get it as cold or as warm as you want it. So when she kicks you out of the house on a cold winter night, you'll have a nice heated place to get to go sit down.
We're planning for that because getting kicked out is probably what's going to happen. Hey, Melissa, so talk to me about the show. What do you think?
Oh, it's amazing. So many businesses, so many opportunities, so many things that people can come out and find out about.
I was out there and I saw somebody who was selling, it said pup something. And I'll tell you right now, people were taking samples and feeding it to the dogs, which I thought was pretty rude because this lady made them. So I went over and I took a bite one.
How did it taste?
It was disgusting.
It was a little grainy.
It's the worst stuff in the world. Anyway, there's all sorts of people out here at the Southern Ideal Home Show. We're at the Jim Graham building, and we are on FM 98.5, AM 680, WPTF. This is Making Your Home Great, FM 98.5, AM 680, WPTF. Rhonda Benbeef Plumber is here. Also, Brock Emmons of Triangle Radiant Barrier. My wife, Melissa, and I'm Dave Alexander, and, if you want to stop by the booth, we've got the Weekend Gardener magazine, the Spring 2024 edition, and Mike says it's the best ever. I think it looks pretty good.
It looks
look pretty.
Pretty
good.
Yeah. So does everybody need something, Rhonda? Does everybody need something done with their house?
Everybody.
Really?
I think even when they have a brand new house, they need furniture.
Yeah.
You know, especially the people that are moving into this area, a lot of them are literally coming from across the country.
Sure.
And
they've
sold everything because it costs more to move it than just get new.
Yeah.
Right. And so we have a lot of people moving into this area. I think they say over 100 people a day.
Wow.
Are moving into this area. So there's a lot, if you notice that the traffic's a whole lot worse. And so with that comes people who need things.
They're all moving into Holly Springs and Fuquay.
Yeah, and so, Garner.
And Garner.
Yeah, Garner's big.
And
yeah.
Garner. I know this because I used to live in that area.
Right.
And you can't turn left.
You can't turn left.
You can't, never. The people on the left-hand side of the road, they were born there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Or they got over before, you know, everything became popular. All right. So everybody needs something.
Right. It's a booming business, too, with, you know, the baby boomers. You know, we're in that baby boomer situation, you know, where, you know, that particular group of people, they're downsizing,
yes.
You know, all of that, or they're trying to figure out, you know, whether they're going to downsize or they're just going to upfit their house to age in place. You know, so that's really huge around here. I get a lot of that.
Okay. Age in place.
Age in place.
We take a home, and my home is similar. We take a home that was not designed with age in place in mind.
Right.
What can we do?
So the easiest thing, you want to make sure that you've got one-story living.
Yes.
Or you have the opportunity to either add an elevator or, you know, a chairlift system of some sort.
Yeah.
Right? You know, just the capability of it. You doesn't mean you have to do it now, but to know that you can if you have, you know, not a one-story type living situation. Right now I've got, you know, clients that, you know, they don't have that one story, but they're just going to build on that bedroom downstairs. They've got enough land, so they're just going to build it on. What people are finding is, you know, they have a house almost paid for, 2% interest rate,
right?
You know, all of that good stuff. They're like, okay, we've got this house with a little bit of land. We're not sitting on top of people. Why are we going to go buy a house that's half the size and cost $500,000 more?
Right.
Right. It's not making sense to people.
Right.
So they're saying, you know, we're going to stay here. Just make it where we can age in place.
Yes.
Widening doors is very popular. Older houses, the doors are not as wide.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So if, you know, if you have to be in
the showers, updating
the bathrooms to make sure that you can move around them. If God forbid, you have to be on a walker or a wheelchair, but you got to be able to get through the doors. You know, a lot of these older homes have like 27, 28, you know, inch doors. A wheelchair is not going to fit through that.
That's right.
A walker, you'd be a little sideways, have to go in at an angle.
So,
you know, just widening doors is something that's huge.
Well, and, you know, people hear aging in place, and they immediately think of those who are moving into retirement age or older, right? Well, there's aging in place for the 25-year-old couple that's having their second kid. And instead of buying a four-bedroom house, they convert a portion of the attic to a room. So they don't have to sell their property and move. They add to it, and now they can stay there for several more years.
Yeah. Is that a struggle? Is that a hard thing to do?
Build in the attic?
Mm-hmm. Build in the attic.
To those who have experience, no.
Okay.
To those who do not have experience, it will be an overwhelming task, yes. If you bring in somebody that knows in order how to do everything, and we talked about that a few weeks ago, why it's important when you're doing a project to do things in order. You do them out of order, it can set you back weeks or months having to go back and redo something.
Yeah.
So if you bring in somebody like Rhonda, you know, Rhonda's even having me involved in some of her projects.
Yeah.
You know, attic renovations, we come in and do the insulation, but she's got framers and drywallers and painters and plumbers, and she coordinates all of that. And if you don't have those contacts, yes, it is a very difficult task to take on.
Right.
And another good point you make about the contacts is people who are in the business, myself, Brock, we have people that we've worked with forever. Like, I've been doing this almost 30 years.
Right.
So, you know, my installer that installs my window treatments, installs all everything I have, I've worked with him for 20-some years.
Right.
You know, my electrician, my tile guy, years, 10, 15 years I've worked with these people. Now, sometimes I'll have a job and they'll go, well, we have an electrician and we kind of liked him. We've used him one time and we like him. And I'm like, well, you know, that's fine. But I don't have a relationship with them.
Right.
So heaven forbid something comes up, right, and we have to reschedule. With my guy, he'll work around. He'll come at night
right.
if he has to because I have a relationship with him. With your person, it might be a week. So our job is down a week because you don't have a relationship with him. Subs are going to go to people they have relationships with first.
Yep.
They know they're going to get work from them. That's just the way it is.
And Rhonda
right?
does not get on the phone and say, if you ever want to work with me again.
How did you know?
That's a myth from the Flip It shows. If you ever want to get another job out of me, you better be here.
But there's
Tuesday.
Something to be said in relationships
sure.
when it comes to, you know, our whole scheme of things, whether it be insulation, electricians, tile installers, plumbers, the whole
right.
nine yards. They're going to go first to the people they have relationships with before they go to that one person who's used them one time.
Very
yeah.
good.
Oh, you've used him once? That's nice. I've used my guy 540 times.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm gonna go with my guy.
Yeah.
And when the phone rings and it's Brock, Brock already owes him a favor and they owe him a favor. And it's, you know, it's if Brock comes
it's
out to his job once on the fly, he's going to return the favor.
You know, plus, you know, it's more than just that. It's also like anybody I have, I've got their insurance information. I know they have insurance. I know
right.
they have workers' okay. comp. I know if something comes up, they're going to come back and take care of it. Their warranty is real, you know, because I will make sure, you know, that they go and they take care of any issue that might come up. It's construction. There's always going to be some kind of issue. Right? There's always going to be that one little bitty, you know, four-inch spot that
yes.
didn't get right, you know, when it failed inspection. You know, you just don't ever know.
Actually, right? the last job we did for her, there was an issue on the insulation inspection with my guys. Now, it was a piece of insulation about an inch and a half long that was not there. So
yeah.
it took, I don't know, 20 seconds to fix it. Mm-hmm. But Roxy works with Rhonda. She reached out and said, hey, there's an issue with the inspection. We had somebody out that day, got it corrected, move forward.
I mean, you know, it was that day. That's the kind of things that happen. You know, we're all human. And
yeah.
But the difference between a good sub and a bad sub is they come and take care of it. And they, like mm-hmm. he said, they were there probably within a couple of hours and took care of
and
it.
And so the benefit you know. Of that is it doesn't slow down your project.
Exactly.
That's the main,
big one.
Mm-hmm. That's really mm-hmm. big.
And mm-hmm. the people who want to do it yourself, they have no relationship
right.
with the subcontractor.
Exactly.
Picking up the phone and calling four contractors or five
mm-hmm.
for your attic is probably not a good idea.
And even if you pick four good ones,
right.
that one that wasn't is going to set you back 3 months and cost you twice as much
right.
as it should have.
Exactly.
Okay. All right.
A relationship is a lot to be had. I also write a design article in the Circle magazine. I suggest y'all pick up the spring edition, and that is what my whole article is about. If you're thinking about remodeling or doing anything, there's some good questions.
All right, Rhonda, thank you. Mm-hmm. This is Making Your Home Great on WPTF.
Following is for information purposes only and does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of News Radio 680 WPTF and the Curtis Media Group.
Making Your Home Great, live from the Southern Ideal Home Show, Jim Graham Building, and the adjoining building, you know, the one down the walkway, which I understand is the Ag Center. I'm going to ask Jeff Hastings.
It's the Expo Center.
Expo.
Agricultural
Expo
Center.
Right. Yes, sir.
Of course. They're both expos. And it's a wonderful, wonderful show, the home show. Jeff Hastings of Burke Brothers Hardware, the only man who walked to the show.
That's right.
Because you're just across the way.
7 minute walk.
7 minute walk. No kidding. Good for you.
That nice. Must be nice. That was about the walk for me through the parking lot.
Yeah.
To get up here.
Yeah.
It's such a beautiful day. There's so many people out here today. It's a great weekend to be able to get out, come up here, and take a look.
And we welcome Brendan Bresnan of marketing, the marketing department at Pella Windows and Doors. How are you?
Doing great. Glad to be back.
You guys have a booth, I assume.
Oh, yeah.
That's where we found you.
And let me just say, it took me about 7 minutes just to find a parking spot here.
Yep.
It is packed to the brim here.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. We like it packed.
Oh, yes, we do.
We do like it packed. When you go into a show and the aisles are filled with people, hey, they're potential customers. But they're also a lot of people knocking on, you know, kicking the tires.
Sure.
Saying, oh, yeah, maybe I'd like to do that.
Well,
how do you talk somebody into taking seriously the idea of replacing their windows or doors?
Oh, you know, it's every homeowner has their own journey. For us here, you know, a great starter question is, well, what brings you to the home show today?
Mm-hmm.
Usually it's they have a project in their mind, whether it's they're updating their backyard or working on their kitchen.
Right.
And what's always supplemental to that is, well, how's the view to your backyard?
Mm.
How's your energy efficiency? Oh, you're working on insulation. Are your windows energy efficient? All those questions kind of tie into what Pella really excels at,
right,
in bringing out the best in your home. So we, you know, for any reason that people find themselves here, I would bet you that Pella can help you on that journey.
All right. Why are Pella windows and doors exceptional products?
You know, that's, I could really get into the details there. We have fantastic products and have been in the market for nearly 100 years. We're actually celebrating our 100th year next year, so right at the cusp of being a centennial company.
Yeah.
Pella has always prided itself on having excellent products, from our vinyl windows that are more common with replacement,
mm-hmm,
to when people are building, they search out the best wood windows and the best fiberglass windows. They want the expansive glass. They want the great views to their outdoors. And, of course, they want the curb appeal.
Right.
You know, they want to have a great-looking house that feels great inside that's going to last for a lifetime.
I would love to have wooden windows, but I have seen some wooden windows that are just peeling off.
Oh, sure.
The finish, whatever they put on it, it was the wrong thing for North Carolina.
You know, and that's very true for a lot of competitors of ours. Our wood windows, they are actually clad with aluminum on the outside, and they're not painted. The aluminum is powder coated, so the powder coating is, you know, it's fused into that metal. It doesn't chip. It doesn't fade. It doesn't rust. Doesn't
like
do any
a racing
of that.
Tire.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, okay. If you get it chipped or scratched, you buff it out. You don't even touch it up like a paint job.
But on the inside,
sure.
What does it look like?
However,
you're not cladding it there, are you?
No. So it's a wood window. Our windows are beautifully crafted with wood, and you can get them painted, of course, stained, unfinished, primed, and you know, done to your liking in the house if you're building.
Right.
If you're replacing, you know, we can do a variety of different colors, both in house or from the factory, however you want to do it. The options are really open.
You know, the really exciting thing about Pella is their ability to do custom stuff. Okay, I had a homeowner several weeks ago that's doing an attic conversion, and the exterior wall, they were wanting to install a specific size window, which is not overly common. And he was striking out being able to find something that was going to fit that area. I got him in touch with Bill over at Pella, and they came up with a solution. So, you know, the fact that they can do custom windows and different sizes and, you know, even kind of fabricate their own is a really, really cool selling point. And
so,
they've been around a long time.
So, theoretically, Bill did not go to a book and find, you know, 17 by 13 windows. He didn't pick the dimension and then go to some catalog.
No. Yeah, we custom all of our windows based on the size that you have in your house. We don't have like a set window size. I mean, of course there's standard window sizes.
Right.
But it's not like we're choosing, you know, your standard and saying, "Oh, well, we're off by a quarter of an inch." You know, we're going to fill it up with foam or something like
shim
that.
Shim it. Just shim
just
it.
Just shim it, exactly. You know? Put some spare wood in there. But that's what you see in the industry all the time.
All the time.
And it's, you know, it's not the way to go.
We get in during new construction, and, you know, the builder's window guy has already installed the windows, and they want us to come in and foam seal around and insulate around the doors and windows. And constantly we find shims, little wooden paint shims that somebody had broken off and wedged in there to keep it tight. And every time we point out to the builder, hey, you know, you're going to have a leak here at some point, so just be cautious.
Wow. See, I didn't know that. I assumed that there's got to be some shimming to make things horizontal.
Level,
yes. Perpendicular to the ground.
Yeah, I mean, when you're setting a window, obviously, there's certain things you need to do to make sure that, you know, it's level, it's set in the frame. It's not necessarily a wood shim. You know, we have industry leading these plastic clips that go in.
Yes.
And then they stick in, and then you nail fin it up. And then it's set for, you know, forever and ever.
That's the right way to do
there
it.
There you go.
We are at the Southern Ideal Home Show at the fairgrounds. Love to see you here. Brendan Bresnan from Palo Windows and Doors is here. Also, you heard Brock Emmons and Jeff Hastings of Burke Brothers. Jeff, I got a problem.
We have an answer.
My driveway. I just noticed it. It's got a chip in the area where, you know, there's a gouge or, what, you know, I don't know what you'd call it, to prevent cracking, right? If you put a line across a horizontal.
Right. Yeah.
The area it's falling apart. What can I do to prevent other pieces of cement from falling off there?
Well, the best way would be to go in and what they've put in between that expansion crack,
right,
or expansion joint. Sometimes below that there's what they call backer rod, and so the best thing to do is go in and clean that joint out and see where that failure is coming from.
Right.
If it's more than about a quarter to a half an inch deep, then the best thing is to come in with some backer rod and put it below that, and then backfill with concrete. There's the best way to do it is there's a silicone-based concrete in a caulk tube that you can come in and it'll expand and contract with the weather,
right?
So that cracking should be alleviated going forward.
Do you have that?
Oh yeah.
Oh good. You got everything for the garden too.
We do. Yeah. Spring is here.
Yeah, I was going to say we're there.
Last time he was here, he said you can buy tomatoes, but you're going to end up buying them again. How about now?
And I was wrong.
No, that's
because,
all right.
Because, you know, usually the last frost date for here is Monday,
mm-hmm.
April
15th. Yeah.
Looking forward for the five-day forecast, it's not supposed to get below 50 degrees. So come on out. Tomatoes, peppers, herbs. We don't quite have the squash and cucumbers in yet. We'll have those in Monday or Tuesday.
Right. Okay.
But all the perennials ready to go. Go ahead and start working this weekend. Start working on your vegetable beds. Right. Add some black cow. Add some soil conditioner.
Yeah.
Turn the soil over, and you're going to have a great, bountiful harvest by July.
I hear from people who are, into container gardening. They're like, throw all the dirt out. Throw it out every season and refill it. Because you don't want a diseased plant to affect your soil. Is this bunk, or is it just the soil companies?
Well, if you bought cheap soil the first time, then no, it's absolutely true. But if you buy a quality soil the first time, then there aren't many diseases that are going to overwinter in North Carolina.
Okay.
And so you're fine. Certainly come in and augment it with like a bag of black cow or a bag of plant tone from Espoma. Something to start to build that nutrient base back, and something that's going to hold the nutrients once you start to fertilize them.
Right.
But no, I don't know that I've ever gone into. We replaced. In fact, at the store, we replaced the planters this morning.
Yes.
We didn't throw away anything except for a couple of dead plants, some of the dead annuals from last year.
Sure.
And by this afternoon, they'll be back out in front of the store, and in 2 weeks, they'll be blooming, and you'll never guess that it's only 2 weeks old.
What would you say is your favorite high-quality potting soil?
Well, the best potting soil that we've got is one by Miracle-Gro.
Miracle-Gro.
It's a 2-cubic foot or 1-cubic foot bag. It's a great because it already has a fertilizer charge to it. So mm-hmm. It's already got the starter for that. But then also the great thing is it's got the carrying capacity for the nutrients that you want to add into it. Whether it's a granular or a liquid fertilizer, it's going to bond to the soil so that the plants can take it up and it's not just leaching through
right.
and going out into the sewer system.
Yeah, very good.
See,
okay.
your big box store guy isn't going to be able to give you this kind of knowledge when you show up to the section of the big box trying to buy planting soil. They're not going to be able to explain to you any of this.
That's because they haven't seen their 25th birthday.
Right, and I'm pretty sure you have a degree in this.
Yeah, went to state for this, a degree in botany, so I know a fair amount about it. And what I don't know, you know, the thing I always tell people is if you go somewhere and somebody has that skeptical look in their face but hands you something and says, this will work. You know, at the store, I tell all the employees at the store, if you're hesitant,
yes,
turn the bag or the can or whatever it is over, read the label.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just going to show the customer that you may not know it, but the label's going to tell you exactly what you need to know.
Right, right. Okay. So we have Jeff Hastings of Burke Brothers Hardware, also Brock Emmons of Triangle Radiant Barrier, and Brendan Bresnan. For Pella Windows, we're going to pick this conversation up in just a moment. We are at the home show, the Southern Ideal Home Show at the fairgrounds, FM 98.5, AM 680, WPTF. FM 98.5, AM 680, WPTF. This is Making Your Home Great. Let me know if we're on the radio. You think, suppose we are?
I think we are.
Heard nothing else on the. All right. Brock Emmons of Triangle Radiant Barrier is here. We are with Brendan Bresnan of Pella Windows and Doors and Jeff Hastings of Burke Brothers Hardware. So, Jeff, I want a container garden. I want to get 5-gallon containers.
Okay.
Run some tomatoes in some. I thought about potatoes.
Not in a container.
Not in a container?
No, sir.
You know the
I would not suggest that. Not in a 5-gallon container. If you have a raised bed garden,
yeah,
that's a different story. But they need some room for those potatoes to grow.
They do.
So that's the drawback you have there.
Oh, yeah. I guess. And can I just get a seed potato from you?
Yes,
from
sir.
Burke Brothers?
Yep. We've got Kennebecs, which are white. We've got Yukon Golds, which are the golden flavor that you see all the time, have a good buttery taste, and then Pontiacs, which are red. The Pontiacs are best if you grow them sort of small.
Yeah.
That's what you see in the grocery store a lot, those little, I'll say, 3 to 5 ounce
mm-hmm.
potatoes that are great for boiling.
My grandfather grew potatoes every year, and he would take the smallest of them. This doesn't make sense. He would take the smallest of them, and that was the seed potato. Now, I assume that every year his potatoes got smaller and smaller and smaller, but he didn't seem to care. Could you take a large potato and make it a seed potato?
Oh, you can. You can take... if you come get a seed potato, everywhere that you see an eye or a little, you know, little indention or a little sprout, you cut about a half inch diameter circle around it.
Yeah.
On a large potato, you can get, 5 or 6 plants off of that one potato.
Wow.
No kidding. Oh, good soil or good climate for this?
Good. It's a great climate for it. You want a very well drained soil. You know, sort of in the plant world, they say they don't like soggy feet.
Oh, yeah.
So they don't like soil that's going to retain moisture a lot. You know, if you've got a clay-based soil, certainly add some soil conditioner, some black cow, and you'll be golden.
All right. Sounds good. All right. So, Brendan.
Well, I actually have a question for Jeff, if I may.
Yeah, go ahead.
So, let's overlap our worlds here. How do you feel, or what would your recommendation be for window garden boxes?
Oh, I think they're great. Absolutely great, because the only drawback is whenever you do that, you just got to make sure you're watering on a constant basis. Mm-hmm. A lot of the newer windows are going to reflect a little bit because of the efficiency. So you just need to make sure that whatever you're planting there is adaptable to whatever the exposure that you're putting them on. If you're putting them on a southern exposure,
right.
You don't want to put impatiens, for instance, because they like a little bit of shade, you know. But a New Guinea impatien, on the other hand, or some petunias on that atmosphere, it would look absolutely great. And the windows are just going to do nothing but help because of some of that reflectivity on the sunlight.
All right, Brendan.
That's fantastic to know. Thank
is
you.
It, yeah. Does a Pella window allow you to do this? I mean, drilling a hole in the sill would be required, right?
Well, probably not. I mean,
a lot of times you want to put that wherever the window box is going, the bracket that's going to hold it up is going to go below the windowsill, because you don't want to interfere with any of the efficiency that window's doing.
Yeah, visibility.
Yeah, so you don't want to you don't want to create any holes into the window.
Okay.
So everything below it, you would find one of the studs and put the brackets on that stud and then hang the window box there. But certainly, you know, with Pellas, they're great because of the ease of opening. You can access and be able to water it all day long.
Yep.
Yeah.
And if it's certainly if it's in a bedroom or an office situation.
Second floor, certainly.
Second floor, it's a great amenity to that window.
Yeah, they're pretty.
Yeah.
Thank you for bringing that up. We have we actually have a good bit of samples here where people can actually come by, open the windows themselves, experience what it would be like if you're on the second or third floor and you need to reach out the window or you need to open it. You know, what does that look like for, you know, somebody who may be elderly? Are they difficult to open?
Right.
All those questions we try to answer.
We talk a little bit about aging in place, and I'm glad you mentioned that, the ease of opening a window. I don't know. There are some windows we've never opened in our house.
Oh, gosh.
Never. It would never probably be a hard time to move them. But then we got the bottom level builder grade windows.
Mm-hmm.
Talk me into something else. By the way, every time I talk about this, I mention that I've got six windows that face the sunset.
Okay.
And they warm that house really well during the wintertime.
Good.
And also during the summertime.
Well, maybe not so good on that front. Well, where's Bill when you need him? I mean, let's get him out to you, see what we can do for you.
Yeah.
You're exactly right. So a big thing with just windows in general is, you know, of course, how do they look? How do they, you know, function for your home aesthetically? But then how do they function when you need to open them, when you want that fresh air coming in?
Yeah.
When you are enjoying the nice spring air that we have in, like, this beautiful day today.
Right.
How does that work for your home? So we have a couple different options. Of course, classic are the hung windows, your double hung windows.
Right.
And actually, that's seen a lot of improvements in the last 20 years. When you compare new hung windows to older hung windows, all the balances to keep that window up or in where you want it to be, it's inside the frame. So it's not like you have cords hanging out. You don't have to worry about all that.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's kind of dated, but, you know, say you're from a home from the 1980s or earlier,
right.
You're probably dealing with that.
There are some people with a pulley system and lead weights.
Yep.
Okay, now you got to go to an old home. Jeff Hastings is saying,
had that. A little too close for home there?
A little too close.
Well, our house was built in 1890.
Okay.
So we're sort of old school, but yeah.
Yeah.
You know, but to his point and to your point about easy opening, at this hardware store we have escape ladders. Been through a house fire ourselves.
Yeah.
But the biggest thing when somebody comes to buy an escape ladder, the first thing I sit there and say is, can you open your window?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And we refer to him to people like Pella that if you're really concerned and you can't open the window, there's something fundamentally wrong with the house. Whether it's, you know, older, it's stuck, It's got the counterbalances, the old lead weights that yes. like we've got. If you haven't maintained the windows, it's a great time, especially here at the show, to go to Pella and start to talk to them about upgrading the windows, because you're going to get so much more efficiency, so much ease of opening the windows, and a better peace of mind.
Now, how many listeners listening right now have a two-story house and went, Jeff sells escape ladders.
Escape ladders, I like that.
We got to go down, and we need an escape ladder now. We have two stories. The kids are upstairs. We gonna need to come up with a plan. Well,
right.
Go to Jeff's place. He's got escape ladders.
And once they grow out of escape ladders, you can get a fireman pole.
Or just tuck and roll. Once you're above 13, just tuck and roll.
That's right.
We're so tough to kids. We really are.
We have ropes.
Yeah.
Just toss the rope out there.
Aim for the bushes.
That's right.
Oh, man.
That's how we were raised. Come on now. Yeah.
That's exactly right.
No, but, I mean, I know we're joking, but, I mean, Jeff has a fantastic knowledge base here. I mean, I've been really impressed by everything you said.
That's why we bring him on the show as often as we can.
Yeah. If I may, I mean, if you're at home or even thinking about it, do yourself a solid. Go through your home and check the windows. See if they open. See if bring a piece of paper. See if you feel a draft coming through.
Right.
You'll see that paper move from the air coming in next to those windows. Do yourself a solid. You're going to save money, a lot of money over time, by making transitions upwards if you need to.
And if you never touch your windows, go ahead and check to make sure they're locked on the lower floor.
Oh, sure.
Because a lot of people got their windows unlocked. All right. We are at the home show. It's the Southern Ideal Home Show at the fairgrounds for Making Your Home Great on WPTF. Headphones on, gentlemen. This is Making Your Home Great, FM 98.5, AM 680, WPTF. We've got a new person on the show, Bill Smart from Comfort First Heating and Cooling. And, you know, we like to make people feel comfortable. Oh, by the way, also on the show, we've got Brendan Bresnan from Pella Windows and Doors and Jeff Hastings of Burke Brothers Hardware. So what is Joel really like?
Joel?
Remember Joel Worsham? He would come on the show and he'd talk about the generators. You work with him.
I do. Yeah, he's my installation manager for the heating and cooling side.
Yeah.
And he also, you know, has taught me pretty much everything I know about the generators, which, you know, he knows a lot. So so he's a wealth of knowledge, and, you know, he's a great guy to work with. You know, he's like we call him Big Teddy Bear. You know, cause, you know,
he is. He's a good guy, and you know, we get the idea that everybody else there is focused on service to make sure that the customer is taken care of, because yes, you sell generators and you install them and you take care of everything involved there, but you're also a full service HVAC service. And there are other, is it plumbing also?
Yes, now we have a full wide open plumbing division. So, you know, we basically can do everything you need for, you know, for the home. You know, yes, Comfort First, we strive to be the best service to the customer, because that's very important. Not just the product. You can have the best product in the world and the best warranty in the world, but if you don't have the correct company that's going to install it, stand behind it, and back that customer up for that big investment they just made, you know, then you know, you might as well not be in business at that point.
That makes sense. Brendan from Pella Windows and Doors. Talk to me about options for doors.
Sure. Well, first, let me piggyback off of what you just said.
Yeah.
That service is so important in today's
yep.
age. It, always. And you know, I'll talk about Pella all day, every day. But I want everybody to know that our company mission statement, actually, here in North Carolina, is to improve the lives of those we serve.
Yeah.
It's all about
good.
Service. It's not even about the product. It's
that's
not even
my
about
surgeon's
health.
Slogan.
Oh yeah.
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 I mean, you know, gotta pick a quality person for all things.
Yeah, yeah. Right. We wouldn't cut corners on that, would we?
Jeff,
well,
Jeff,
they're cutting something.
Jeff, you don't have a slogan, do you?
If we don't have it, you don't need it.
Okay.
Hey,
how about
there you
that?
Go.
That's exactly right. Now, How many of those individual numbers, do they call them SKUs, SKUs, right?
Oh, yeah. Right.
How many of those individual numbers, which identify individual products, do you have in your rather smallish store?
58,000.
58,000.
That's
now,
it?
A lot of that's plumbing, so it stores well, right?
A lot of plumbing, a lot of nuts and bolts.
Not a lot of nuts and bolts. Holy mackerel.
But then also, you know, when you look at the over the last, I guess, 5 years that we've expanded the garden center outside,
yes.
We've got about 3,000 square feet of plants. And so there's a fair amount out there as well. So
that's very good. Very good. Did you mention the plants that are in now? We got tomatoes.
Tomatoes and peppers are in great quantity right now.
Yeah.
Again, because of the greenhouses that grow this stuff,
right?
They were anticipating the last freeze date to be April 15th.
Yeah.
And so a lot of the real tender stuff, like cucumbers and squash, it comes off to us on the 15th. So Monday and Tuesday, that's when we'll have everything that your garden needs, we will have Monday or Tuesday.
Man, oh, man. You're going to be chock full in that extra area.
Yeah, and it was busy this morning. I mean, a lot of people are getting out there.
Yeah.
A lot of people are ready for spring. Even though the winter wasn't a harsh winter, it was bad enough. And
yeah.
And people sit there and don't want to do anything in January, February, March. And
yep.
Now that it's April, people are chomping at the bit. So.
Yep. In February, I was looking through plant and flower catalogs. I do this every year. February is only saved because of the catalogs.
Every person over the age of 35 or 40, you know, the younger
yeah.
generation with the internet, but yeah, the older generation like us.
Yes.
That January, February is only saved because you can look at the catalogs and dream of what's going to be there in June
right.
and July. So.
And yet I never buy anything from the catalogs.
Well,
I dream about them, and then, you know.
That's the whole point. You
yeah.
know, have the catalog and just daydream away.
I've been guilty of buying a few things, but that's okay.
Have you? Yeah.
Well, there's 12 and a half acres. I've got a little bit of room to plant stuff.
Man.
So.
Oh. Oh, man, oh, man. He's got 12 and a half acres in his home. He doesn't have 12 and a half acres in his store.
That's right, yeah.
And I called it smallish. I'm sorry.
No, it is small.
It's not. Okay, all right.
We've got 4,400 square feet in our building.
4,400 square feet. Okay. There isn't a policy against pointing when you're at Burke Brothers Hardware. But if you work for Burke Brothers Hardware and somebody asks, where do you keep your wing nuts? Do your people ever point?
Every now and then. If we're swamped, because we've got to have somebody up front covering the register,
yeah,
they will sort of point to where it needs to be, but immediately is calling somebody on the radio to get somebody over there.
Right. Where do the wing nuts go?
They're on the first aisle, 20 feet back on the right.
Okay. Very good.
So.
Where are the candies?
Up front, where they need to be.
Up front at the... you know something? If you employed me, you wouldn't have any candies.
Well...
Not at the end of my shift, anyway.
You want a job?
No. No. I'm
happily. That would be good for sales.
You think? I don't know. I'd knock down your candy or
right.
knock up your candy problems.
It's all right.
Okay.
That 58,000 might drop to 56,000.
Yeah, that's right.
Everybody has a vice, you know. So.
All right. So we are on Making Your Home Great. We sound a little odd today. The microphones aren't the studio microphones, and we're not in the studio. We are at the Southern Ideal Home Show. I've got Brendan Bresnan from Pella Windows, Bill Smart of Comfort First Heating and Cooling, and Jeff Hastings of Burke Brothers. If you want to call and you're going to be connected to the studio, just call us up, and then we'll take the phone call live on the air right here in the next 19 minutes or so. 919-860-9783. Okay, Brendan.
Yes, sir.
My wife scoped out a door.
Okay.
It's a metal door. I think we already have a metal door, but it doesn't look metal.
Mm.
And some of these don't look metal. If you like a metal door, but you don't want it to look like your entry door to the school.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Commercial looking.
I want something pretty.
Okay.
How are you doing there?
We're talking about a front door, right?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Absolutely.
Well, my first recommendation is to come by the showroom that we have here in Durham. Mm-hmm. It's on Miami Boulevard. If you Google it, it's 3252 South Miami,
right
there at Durham. Generally, hours are Monday through Friday, 8 to 5:30.
Yes.
And we have the coolest door in the biz right there. It's a metal door. We call it a Benelli product. And it's about 90% glass.
Hmm.
Yeah. It is the coolest thing ever. It hinges probably about 2 feet in, so it swings. It's got a real unique mechanism where it swings outwards instead of from the side. It's really cool.
Swings outward, but not from the side.
Well, it's kind of hard to explain.
No, I can tell.
you have your frame.
Yeah.
Most doors, they go like this. This one's like 2 feet out, and it pivots almost from the middle.
Yeah. Pivots in the middle.
Yeah.
It's like a revolving door.
Kinda.
It pivots in the middle.
Let me invite everybody out to the
showroom. Yes, you're going to have to see it.
It is fantastic. Now, if you're looking for, like what you were saying, where it's all metal, maybe some lights in there, some window panes, there are fantastic solutions. Generally, we try to steer people away from metal doors, especially if you're south-facing. If the front of your house is south-facing, that metal door is just going to soak up a lot of heat. And it's, it'll be hot to the touch, and that heat will soak into your home.
Mm-hmm.
A comparable door is a fiberglass door. We have lots of fiberglass options.
Okay.
And that's going to be your solid, sturdy door. It's not going to be a wood door. You can make it look smooth. You can make it have texture.
Right.
You can design it however you'd like with your window panes coming in, the different handles that you like.
Right.
The front door is, it's your welcome into the home. Anybody who's coming to your home, they got to go through your door. So it is a statement piece, and you want to, design it the way you want it.
I want to ask you about the closure and handles.
Sure.
Remind me in just a moment, because we got to circle back to Bill Smart.
Yeah, please.
Who is?
Bring him in.
Bring him in. How much time does it take from permitting to conclusion? To saying yes to having a generator in.
Okay, so once the contract signed, we know what county you live in, because different counties have different inspections.
Right.
So we have to kind of coordinate it with that, because it's typically a 2-day install.
Yep.
So the first day we get the generator set, we get everything wired in, plumbed in, everything.
Right.
And then the second day we actually schedule your power disconnection. Usually in the morning, power gets turned off. We are able to hook up to the meter and everything. And then, the inspector has to meet us there at that same time. Inspect, give us a sticker, go. We call, get the power turned back on. So it's a smooth process. We have done it so many times. Joel is very meticulous, is on top of it. And he has a process of how he likes to have it work.
Right.
So the customer has the least amount of disruption in their life.
It's as different than hiring an electrician and a gas guy and hiring, multiple people. Because I need a mason. I need to put this somewhere. I'm going to get some cement poured, or I'm just going to call you guys.
Yes, and that's the big difference. Is there is so many generator dealers out there, which is great and all, but a lot of them they buy the generator from a wholesaler, like a warehouse somewhere.
Yeah.
And then you got to hire the gas company. You got to hire someone else. You got 3-4 contractors at your house putting this in.
Yeah.
Then when you have a problem with it, who are you calling? Right. How's the warranty going to be? Like, what am I going to run into with that? How soon am I going to get it back up and running? So when the power goes out, I'm able to have my power at my home, which is why I bought it. Right. So we're a one-stop shop. You call us, we do all the gas, we do electrical, we do everything.
Yeah.
And we're a direct dealer with Briggs & Stratton. So, 10-year parts, 10-year labor, 10-year travel warranty, includes the transfer switches, everything. We're other warranty on other companies, other generators. That stuff is prorated. There's different warranties on the transfer switch, different warranties on certain things with the generator. So, what's covered and what's not. With us, everything's covered.
There's a different relationship between you and Briggs & Stratton and me and Briggs & Stratton. If I call up and I've got a problem with a product, they don't know me. They know you guys.
Right. Yep, and that's why, you know, we can get you up and running. We have 24-hour service.
Yeah.
We actually have a monitoring device on the generator. So if it doesn't work for any reason, it has any issues, it's going to alert our office. And a lot of times our customers don't even know their generator had a little hiccup, and we're calling them, and we're getting out there and fixing it. Because what's the reason you buy a generator?
Right, confidence.
Yeah, confidence. You don't want that thing, you know, power goes out and you just spent, you know, this money for this generator and power goes out and it doesn't work. You know, you're not going to feel very good about that purchase, right? So that's why we do the best we can with the installation, with the service, and using the best product. We may not be the least expensive generator in the market, but I can tell you the full bundle that you get with us, with our service, you know, it's a well-made investment.
He's Bill Smart, who works with Jeff Hastings. Works with Joel Worsham.
Not yet. We haven't expanded into that territory quite yet.
Hey, so listen, sold. You better be sold over there.
Okay. All right. Brendan Bresnan.
That's right.
And this is Dave Alexander. Jeff Hastings is going to come up next. I want you to talk to me about the way you run your business.
Oh, okay. Lord.
Yeah.
We've only got 15 minutes.
Well, but that's fine. We'll fit it in.
All right.
I'll hurry you along because I'm going to get questions for these two fellows also.
He just Fair wants enough. The candy. He just wants the candy.
I know. He's after the candy.
Just want the candy.
If I had only known, I could have brought some with me.
How do I get caramel? Do you know the last time we were together, I asked you to bring some of that candy? But
it's right. Oh, my gosh. You're absolutely right. Yeah. Well,
forgetful.
You know, when you go to leave here, we're only like 300 yards away.
Yeah, you're right.
Just pull through the parking lot.
You're
right. 7-minute walk.
You're right.
I'll give you drive through.
All right. This is Making Your Home Great on FM 98.5, AM 680, WPTF. FM 98.5, AM 680. WPTF, Making Your Home Great. All right, Bill Smart from Comfort First Heating and Cooling. Brendan Bresnan, one of the marketing people from Pella Windows and Doors. And Jeff Hastings of Burke Brothers. Jeff.
Talk to me.
I want to know, what is the best thing about Burke Brothers?
My employees.
Yeah?
Absolutely. The average employment that we have right now is, I think it's 27 years.
That's not the age of the employee.
That's not the age of the employee. That's the amount of years that they've been with us.
Very cool.
Oh, wow. Oh, my word.
Know, when somebody comes to join us, I don't want them to leave. I want their happiest day to be when they come to join us. I want their second happiest day to be when they leave us, because it needs to be for a much better position than I can offer, or for retirement.
Sure.
We've got one employee that's coming up on 44 years. He retires at the end of June. That's David, our manager.
Wow.
We had one employee that had been here for 27 years, got the opportunity to go up to the mountains. His wife got a job up there with Appalachian State. So we sort of facilitated a great transition for a store up there that we knew.
You traded him to another store?
I'm waiting for the future draft pick.
Wow.
I'm not sure what that looks like. But, you know, it's just – We firmly believe that the backbone of our store is employees, and if they're not happy, I'm not happy. And so it's figuring out what we can do to make them happy.
If I walk in and I tell you, well, first of all, I got to photograph the toilet because
that's
the toilet's
always
not working.
Good. Yes,
take
always
a picture.
Bring a picture.
All right, and try to include the information about who manufactured it. All right. I go in there. Who do I talk to about getting whatever part's going to make the thing work?
Anybody.
Anybody?
Anybody.
They're all toilet experts?
Well, they know the first 10 things that go wrong.
Yeah.
If you start to snafu them on, like, number 12, then they'll call me or Steve or David or Tommy or, you know, there's a number of us that have repaired so many toilets in our lives, it's not even funny.
I don't even want to think about it.
Yeah. Another thing that's important to the store is relationships.
Right.
We try to be really big community sponsors and assistants. It's like right now the azalea sale by the Wake County Gardeners here at the fairgrounds. We're big supporters of theirs, and so if they've got some azaleas left over at the end of the sale, we buy them from them and take them over to the store.
Very cool.
You know, it's just having the knowing that we need to build that relationship and maintain those relationships in West Raleigh, and how to move forward with that.
Right. And if I do come in, and you sense that I lack the skill to repair a toilet. You said you've repaired so many. You're not in that business, are you?
We are not, but we've got half a dozen names of people that are bonded, they're insured. You know, I would give any of those people the key to my house today.
Yeah. They've worked with you that long.
Well, they've been customers, and the first thing we hear is when somebody does a bad job.
Yeah.
But then when we repeatedly hear how good of a job these folks have done, then we make sure that we've got their card so that we can refer business their way.
All right. Quick yes or no. Will you sharpen my lawn shears?
Yes.
Can you repair my screen?
Yes.
Is that a good thing, repairing the screen? Because we always throw them out.
I think that it's a good thing to repair a screen. Pella, you know, certainly can sort of chime in, because the last thing you want to do is have a screen that you go to a big box store and you buy a screen there.
Yes.
And their almond doesn't match your almond.
Yeah.
Or their fiberglass isn't the same color. Their fiberglass screen is not the same color as the rest of the house.
Right.
So now you have this one off.
Yeah.
And so if you have something that you've got 14 screens on your bottom floor and 13 of them look one color and the other one doesn't look that color, your spouse is going to let you know that.
I just think it's amazing that I can bring a screen in and you'll fix it.
Yep.
I mean, so you'll sharpen things, you fix this, fix the windows. What other service? Oh, you'll rewire a light bulb.
Yep. Lamps. We'll rewire lamps. Yes, sir.
What else?
Let's see. Screens, storm windows, sharpening stuff, lamps, advice.
Advice. I mean,
that's the one that's getting me right there.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, that's terrific. All right. Bill Smart at Comfort First Heating and Cooling. Joel Worsham is the guy we usually hear about the generators. You mentioned just a moment ago that Joel actually has on his phone an app that tells him where and when all of the generators are igniting. They're starting, right?
Yes.
They're starting up. You guys have better weather information than the Weather Service.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's a big peace of mind for the customer because, you know, a lot of times comes to medical equipment, right? You've got a customer that is they have to live off of oxygen or something like that, right? And so it's a big thing for them. So that's very important for us to be able to make sure that customer generator is going to be ready to go.
I sleep with a CPAP. Now, it's a minor thing. You know, it stops.
It's important, though.
When I wear the CPAP, my wife no longer dreams that I'm snoring. When I wear the CPAP, she doesn't dream that. The point is, when it goes completely off, and I don't know it, and I've already asleep, I fill that machine with all the moisture from my body. If the machine is not running, it is an uncomfortable feeling. Okay, you gotta have some people just gotta have electricity.
They do, yep. And you know, 100 degrees outside. And you got a house full of family, and you're cooking, you're doing all kinds of stuff, and the power goes out, and it's hot, sweaty, you don't have any water, and, you know, everybody's unhappy and uncomfortable. Briggs & Stratton generator from Comfort First, you wouldn't even know that was going on. You'd be the most popular person on the block because you got power.
What's the time factor between loss of power and the kick-on of the generator?
few seconds. Usually within 30 seconds, you're back to using your house like you were before.
Barely notice.
Yeah, you would barely notice, and then once the power comes back on, you won't even notice it then either. You know, the generator will still run for about 30 minutes for a cool down, but other than that, you wouldn't even notice that. The, you know, nothing affects your life. It's perfect.
Very good.
And Joel's phone, I guess, was busy the last few days.
It was. I was. I do heating and cooling too. You know, so I'm doing estimates for heating and cooling systems. I've been doing this for about 24 years now, almost. And I planned on going doing heating and cooling estimates, and then all of a sudden, Joel's like, "Hey, we need to go on some generator calls." So I was like, "All right, let's go."
All right. He's Bill Smart from Comfort First Heating and Cooling. What's the website?
It's yourcomfortfirst.com. So
yourcomfortfirst.com.
Yeah.
All right. Brendan, Brendan Bresnan of the Pella Windows and Doors. Give me the last word on windows.
Pella.
Pella window. The first and last word.
I don't say that's the only word, right?
Yeah, what's the last word on windows?
Yeah.
Does anybody else manufacture windows? Not as well.
Not as well. No, again, you know, it's a great start of a great season, it feels like. I mean, geez, it feels fantastic outside.
Yeah.
And it's that time of year when you get excited about your house and when you're thinking about the future. I mean, it goes to heating, cooling, goes to everything that Bill was just talking about.
Yep.
And Jeff, hats off to you for being the true expert here, it sounds like. A little bit, 58,000 pieces of knowledge, I think. Not even 58,000 products. So I'm happy to be on this panel with you guys. But yes, if you are thinking about replacing your windows or doors, or if you're building, come see us by our showroom on Miami, or better yet, come here this weekend at the home show. We've got a whole setup here, and we've got a goodie at the. We haven't even talked about the goodie at the booth yet, have we?
No, you better talk about it quickly.
We've got this awesome Corvette out on the show floor.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah,
Nice color yellow.
Do I have to be present to win?
yeah, we're not giving the car away. We are doing some sweepstakes where if you tag us, we'll give away a $100 gift card. So there are some cool goodies for coming by.
Pull me in with a Corvette.
Yeah.
And then $100 is $100.
It's $100.
All right. We're at the Southern Ideal Home Show, about to leave. Jeff Hastings, thank you.
Thank you.
Bill Smart, thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Brendan. Take care of yourself.
Oh, well, thank you.
Both of you guys are brand new on the show, and you did great.
That's a good crowd here at the Southern Home Show.
It's a good crowd.
I mean, a lot of people here.
Nowhere to park.
Parking is kind of limited.
But as Yogi Berra said, nobody goes there anywhere. It's always crowded.
Yeah.
This is a popular event. Let's take it as a popular event because the parking lot's almost full.
Yep.
Well, we're sitting here right at the entrance, and people are flooding in as we speak.
Very good. Take care, everybody. We'll be back next week on Making Your Home Great.